Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Latin America received its first doses of COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday, with the shipment landing in Mexico City. Officials say Mexico plans to begin vaccinating healthcare workers on Thursday. Mexico's Foreign Secretary, Marcelo Ebrard, said the arrival of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine marks the beginning of the end of the pandemic. Mexico is scheduled to receive 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Other Latin American countries are expecting vaccine shipments or, as Argentina did on Wednesday, approving vaccines for use in their countries. Europe on Wednesday began easing travel bans on Britain, put in place to contain a new strain of the COVID-19 virus that British officials believe spreads faster. The discovery of the new strain set off alarm bells worldwide, just as more countries, including Switzerland and Qatar, began vaccine campaigns to halt a pandemic that has claimed more than 1.7 million lives since it began a year ago in China. The European Commission has urged EU nations to reopen their borders to Britain and replace the blockades with mandatory tests for arrival. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest round of pardons include his former campaign chairman Paul Manafort, associate Roger Stone, and Charles Kushner, a real estate developer and the father of his son-in-law. An unusual twist, Trump advisor Chris Christie, a former U.S. attorney, prosecuted Kushner. Christie is quoted as saying that Kushner's case was one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes he has ever prosecuted. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Trump also vetoed the annual defense bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. Trump has long voiced displeasure with the bill, calling it very weak and saying he would veto it if it didn't repeal the Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from content liability not available to most media companies. Trump also wanted to strip out language that would have renamed some military facilities named after Confederate leaders. Late Wednesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the lower chamber would vote on December 28th to override Trump's veto. Congress has until January the 2nd to make that decision to override and carry out that action. EU officials say British negotiators are nearing a trade deal as Britain's New Year's Day exit from the 27-nation bloc approaches. Two officials said negotiators are working to resolve a fishing rights issue in British waters in hopes of avoiding a messy economic break between the two sides. Britain is calling for quotas for EU vessels in British waters, and sources from both sides have reported progress in the talks. It is unclear how trade between the two sides would take place if they failed to meet the January deadline. Canada's health regulator authorized a second COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he will extend the suspension of flights from the United Kingdom because of a new variant there, calling the situation very serious. Health Canada said the vaccine from the U.S. biotech firm Moderna is safe for use in the country, and Moderna said it anticipates starting shipments to Canada within 48 hours. It follows the approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine early this month. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden introduced Connecticut educator Commissioner Miguel Cardona as his education secretary nominee Wednesday, touting him as a strong advocate of public schools. Cardona would be the first Latino to serve as education secretary if confirmed by the Senate. Cardona said his first priority will be to expand in-person learning nationwide. Biden has vowed to have most U.S. schools reopen within the first 100 days in office. In a long time, confident of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announcing he is quitting the ruling Likud party and joining an upset political party. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.